homeowners in Tacoma still don't know how bad their lead problem is. The city says 1,700 Tacoma households could be at risk, but it's unknown how many of those houses have high lead levels in their water. The culprits in the lead issue are these old connectors called lead goosenecks. They connect homes to the city's water main. The water quality manager, Chris McMean, says they're still doing testing, but they're asking concerned residents to flush their water for at least 2 minutes before drinking or cooking. Now, the utility's website tells us that the lead exposure that we all know about in Flint, Michigan, has, quote, prompted Tacoma Water to re-examine any remaining lead materials we may still have in our system. So I asked Chris McMean why it would take Flint, Michigan, to prompt re-examining lead in Tacoma's water.
So we've been operating under the federal regulatory construct, the lead and copper rule, for over 20 years. We've been testing in homes for lead. We've adjusted treatment. We've invested in treatment. So I wouldn't characterize it that we are ignoring lead or have ignored lead. We've definitely not done that. I think what we're seeing out of Flint, and not really Flint per se, that was a whole set of circumstances that didn't drive us for a variety of reasons. But what we're seeing across the water utility industry is a realization that we need to look beyond what we have believed to be adequately protected. We need to look further. And that's really what's motivated us to say, you know, we're meeting the regulation, we're providing treatment, we're doing monitoring, but is it enough? And that's really a question that I think utilities across the country are asking, and if they're responsible, they're attacking. So the testing we did at these meters, you know, certainly wasn't driven by a regulation and it wasn't required, but it was part of this quest to answer the question, are we doing all we can? Are we doing enough?
But Chris, we've always trusted you to do everything you can, that you know what it means to adequately protect us. So I still don't quite understand why this is happening now and not already, that this hasn't already been tested, these alerts about goosenecks, all of this hasn't already come out.
We are certainly aware that's a perception some people are going to have. That's something that we have to attack today based on what we know today. It's an issue of understanding the science and understanding how treatment is or is not effective. We think our treatment's effective. Our testing indicates it is, but we need to be proactive and dig deeper. And that's really what we're doing.
I want to ask you about schools. Last week, Tacoma's mayor said no Tacoma public schools have these lead connectors, these lead goosenecks. So why are elementary schools now bringing in bottled water for students?
Right. So we learned about this morning as well. What the mayor said is absolutely accurate. The research we've done shows that there aren't these lead connectors to school. We know through experiences in many other utilities that schools, you know, obviously are, you know, a very important place to make sure we have these answers right. And what we've just learned this morning is that the Tacoma School District has identified some lead in some samples that they collected in the past. We don't really know much more than that, but we're anxious to learn that too. I think Seattle School District had a similar problem in earlier years, and we'll continue to support the school district if they ask us to, however we can. But we haven't been connected to that problem, and it's not the problem of the lead goosenecks.
So if a Tacoma customer doesn't know whether they're potentially affected or not, how should they find out? What are you asking people to do?
So we put up different contact approaches. One is to contact us via a web tool, call us, email us. What we're doing is researching each customer service line and letting them know whether or not they're in this potential pool of 1,700 or whether they have a copper service line, which has been our standard for many, many, many years, and letting them know whether or not they're even in this pool of services to be concerned with. And we are continuing on this this track of detailed monitoring so that we can better inform the results we already received and know whether or not, indeed, we do have a concern with a larger pool of homes.
Chris McMean is water quality manager in Tacoma. Tacoma Water originally tested 4 homes that showed high levels of lead in the water. The levels at these homes were at least 6 times higher than the levels where the EPA encourages utilities to take action. The connectors have been changed at these homes, and we should find out today whether this has fixed the lead problem for those households. We'll let you know. Now, in Seattle, Seattle Public Utilities says they have not found elevated lead levels at any of the 5 homes they tested over the weekend. Seattle water managers are looking at these short lead pipes called goosenecks that connect homes to the city's water main. That's after Tacoma's water company found a lead risk with those connectors. SPU says for now, you should keep flushing your taps to clear standing water as a precaution because they are not entirely sure that any of the homes they tested even have one of these gooseneck connections. They're going to keep working this week to find out.